It's Spring Share-a-thon 2018 on American Family Radio. In God we trust.
Some trust in chariots, and some trust in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
In you, Lord my God, I put my trust.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit afr.net. In God we trust. It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Sandy Rios with you, and happy to have you with us this first day of Spring Share-a-thon 2018. 2018, can you believe it's 2018? I think I seem to remember yesterday it was just 2000. But it is our time to spend time with you, telling you about the work of American Family Association, the work of American Family Radio, and to ask you to help us. We ask you twice a year. This is the second time, and it's always fun, too. And in the course of this, we hear from you as listeners calling in to tell us about what American Family Radio means to you, and that encourages us. And we tell you about what's happening here, and hopefully, God willing, that encourages you. So I hope you'll join us. And by the way, before I even launch in, the phone number, if you want to be the first to help us in Share-a-thon, it's 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And joining me this morning is my favorite president of the American Family Association, Tim Wildman. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, Sandy, good morning to you. You sound like me saying, you know, when I introduced my favorite daughter.
Yes, exactly.
My only daughter.
Exactly.
Riley. But nonetheless, I appreciate the compliment there and the friendship.
Yes.
It's great to be with you, Sandy, this morning, and to have our listeners joining us from across the country on American Family Radio. It's an exciting time for our ministry because we get to share with our listeners some of the powerful impact that AFA and AFR is having. I don't know if that's is or are having, but anyway, doesn't really matter. You get the point. We're having an impact across the country for the cause of Christ, and so when we tell you that and share the stories with you and tell you how things are good here at American Family Radio and making a difference, we also are asking you folks, we're passing the virtual offering plate, and we're saying please help us because we're listener-supported Christian radio. We have to have your financial support, or we're just not on the air. That's just as simple as that. We don't have any big corporations that write us checks. Unlike National Public Radio, we get no government funds, nor would we ever take them. We don't have we're a mom-and-pop radio network, and so we just depend on mom-and-pop to help us out. So, Sandy, you issued the challenge, and I would just say it's the In God We Trust Share-a-thon. That's our theme, In God We Trust, which, by the way, is also our national motto. And so if you want the phone number again, well, you're going to be hearing it a lot, but we would appreciate as generous a gift as you can do to support our ministry, to help us out. And I assure you, as president of this ministry, we are frugal. Your money will not be wasted. And there's going to be no scandals here at American Family Association and American Family Radio. We've been around 40 years. We're audited every year. IRS comes over to see us about on average every 3 years. So, you know, we're not going to get in trouble. We're not going to misuse your funds. Here's the phone number to call us and make a gift. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or you can simply go on the internet at afr.net. Let me also say one other thing about your donations, and then we'll get into the issues of the day and what's going on in the news with Sandy, as you're used to hearing each morning with her. And that is, if you can, please make the gift in a way that we can count on it monthly. It really helps our budgeting here at American Family Radio if we know, for example, you're going to make a $25 or a $50 or a $100 a month gift or more, and we can, you know, put it on a credit card or bank draft it or whatever is most convenient with you. And it also saves you from having to think, okay, I've got to write a check, get a stamp, and put it in the mail. You don't have to do that. You just simply make it, and you can obviously stop it anytime you want to, but I'm just saying for our purposes here, that's most helpful if you can do it that way. If you can't, don't worry about it. We understand. We will take gifts however they come in. I'm just making you aware of our desire for that, if at all possible. Now, you're listening to the In God We Trust Share-a-thon. This is Sandy Rios in the morning, not Tim Wildman in the morning. And Sandy, what's happening out there? I know you keep your pulse on what's happening in our nation's capital. There's a situation, Sandy, involving the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Paul Ryan has resigned, right? Or he's tendered his resignation.
Yes, he says he's not going to run again next fall, but most people that I think are in the know would tell you that he's going to be stepping down sooner than that because the establishment in Washington, especially in the House, wants to control what happens next. So it's to their advantage if he steps down now. And while they have, before many of the rhinos are resigning, leaving Congress, and so they'll still have a vote. So they want to control this process. And even now, Kevin McCarthy is lobbying President Trump heavily to give him the heir apparent status and sort of support him for Speaker. And meanwhile, lots of intrigue. It looks likely that Congressman Jim Jordan will step up to the plate and run, and that is
run,
huge.
Jim, run, Jim, run, Jim, run, Jim, run. I could get behind that. Jim Jordan is a champion for our causes.
Yes, and it could be happening while we're talking here, Tim, because it looks like an announcement on that might be imminent. So if Jim Jordan runs for the House, that's really a game changer. And it's actually very exciting. I have to say, for conservatives, for Christian conservatives in particular, it's a really good thing that Paul Ryan stepped down.
Now, he is Jim Jordan is a Republican from Ohio, and he's been a part of the Freedom Caucus. I see him on TV, and he's mentioned as part of the Freedom Caucus, which are the really, really good guys inside the House of Representatives. I don't know how many there are, 30 to 40 of them, wish their tribe would increase. But Jim Jordan is a principled Christian, a principled conservative, and a principled constitutionalist. He is not an establishment guy. He's not a make deals behind the curtains guy. He's a stand-up guy. And he's been known this way for several years. I don't know how many years he's been in Congress, but, Walker and I were talking, Walker Wildman, my son and I were talking, and others around here. We're hesitant, we here at American Family Association, American Family Radio, to voice our support for anybody hardly in Washington, because, as soon as you do that, then they turn on you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
They prove to be not what you thought they were.
Yes, exactly. And you almost get seared to the process. But every once in a while, there comes along a bona fide, tried and true person for a position or an office. And in this case, certainly we could get very excited, and I know you could, about Jim Jordan's prospects to if he were to be selected. Now, how does this work exactly? What's the process on how you become Speaker of the House?
Well, if it happens in the normal course of things, like if it happened next November after the 2018 midterm elections, I think it's 4 days after the election, there is a vote for the new speaker.
But what's the election would be, not to bore people with too many, inside baseball details, but just to understand here, you have the House, the Republicans control the House of Representatives because they have a majority of the congressmen. So they vote within their own what's called a caucus, or within their own Republican Party, for who their leader will be. So Jim Jordan and or Kevin McCarthy, and anyone else, I guess, who wants to run, submits their name, and then they take a vote among their members, and then you decide who the leader is. Is that basically how it is?
What's that? That sounds real clean and pure. It's a lot more dirty than that, actually.
Okay. It's clean and pure. I don't want to know how the sausage is made.
No. You're right about the process, Tim. Right. And that's why, actually, the Freedom Caucus, even though it has only about 40 members, wields a big stick. Because they can't, no Republican can be Speaker without their support. So what's happening now is that there is this pressure on Speaker Ryan to step down now, or soon. so that, again, they can control the vote and whip up their other votes. My understanding is that they're already, through channels, offering committee chairmanships and all kinds of benefits and bonuses to Freedom Caucus members if they'll please, please, pretty please vote for the establishment pick for the speaker, which is right now Kevin McCarthy, possibly Steve Scalise, but probably Kevin McCarthy. So there are already these trading deals happening. And a congressman, as we have said, you know, Tim, it's really hard to keep your bearings when you're in Congress. And so it's not that hard to sort of pull them apart. And so that's what's happening right now. And Kevin McCarthy's lobbying for the president's endorsement. So
you don't like the idea of Kevin McCarthy being Speaker of the House? Why would he be like John Boehner and Paul Ryan?
Yes, in short order. And just keep in mind this, Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise both. Steve is the more sympathetic character because of being shot. None of us wanted that. All of us admire him for his courage through that. But truth is that when he was healthy and whipping the Congress, he and Kevin McCarthy, they forced conservatives to take tons of really bad votes, including funding Planned Parenthood. And Steve Scalise and Kevin McCarthy both voted on that huge omnibus. They both voted yes.
But now that here's where it gets. I want to get. Let me give the Sherathon information again. I want to get back to. You called them rhinos, that is Republicans in name only. I want to ask you a question about the situation. And folks, this is very, very important. This is the kind of news that Sandy brings to you each morning here on American Family Radio. What's happening in our nation's capital? And Sandy has her hand on the pulse. And her fingers on the pulse, and she knows people who know people in Washington, and she knows what's going on behind the scenes as well. So if you appreciate the kind of news and information and analysis from a biblical worldview perspective that Sandy Rios brings to you each morning, you want to hear Sandy each and every morning, we need your help. We need your financial help. We need you to make a gift to American Family Radio. During this Share-a-thon, this is the In God We Trust Share-a-thon. As Sandy said earlier, we only do this twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. We don't beg for money all the time like you hear some Christian ministries do, sadly. We just simply tell you what our needs are, what we're accomplishing with your donations, what our mission is, and ask you to help us. My dad used to say we treat people like they're adults. And that's what we're doing here during our Share-a-thon. So please call this number I'm about to give and be as generous as you possibly can in helping us with our ministry needs. And then we'll go back 3 days from now, and you won't hear about fundraising again until October. But here's the phone number to call and be as generous as you possibly can with your donation. It is tax deductible. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Toll free, 877-616-2396. The website is afr.net. If you want to keep up with Share-a-thon on the internet, simply go to afr.net. If you want to make a donation online, that's the place you go to, afr.net. How long do we have before the break? We're about to hear music for the break.
Yeah, we're going to know. You know what we need to do is listen to a listener. We ask them to call in every spring and fall and just to
can we do that after the break, Sandy? I think we're bumping up on the break right here.
All right.
Okay.
Yes, we can.
Okay, we're going to take a time out. Please don't email me. Tell Tim quit interrupting Sandy. Folks, I didn't. I had to do that.
Sandy, you're the boss. You can interrupt me anytime, Tim.
I know, but I didn't. It sounded rude, but I just wanted people to know that Sandy didn't know what I knew, so I had to tell her. You're hearing the bumper music for Share-a-thon here on AFR. When we get back, I'll let Sandy tell you that we're about to hear a listener testimony. How about that?
The influence of media is so very powerful over a person.
American Family Association and the family of Anna Bright want to warn you about the Netflix program 13 Reasons Why.
I really feel in my heart with all my soul that that show contributed to her passing.
After binge-watching season one of 13 Reasons Why, 14-year-old Anna Bright committed suicide in the same manner depicted on the show.
To portray suicide, first of all, as an option, is not a good thing. To portray it graphically, it leaves you vulnerable to the enemy's attack, which I think it definitely did for our daughter.
She took a permanent solution to a temporary situation.
Help protect our teens by signing the AFA petition urging Netflix to pull Season 1 and cancel the upcoming Season 2 of 13 Reasons Why. You can see Anna's story and sign the petition at AFA.net. That's AFA.net.
Nicole from Columbus, Ohio, shares how God is using American Family Radio in her life. Her email is read by a member of our staff.
I've been listening to some of the daytime broadcasts for about 3 to 4 months now. I've never been politically minded. I have been guilty of putting my head in the sand when it comes to the news. Frankly, because it's very upsetting and can be quite difficult to explain to our two growing boys. However, since listening to your station, I've been inspired. Inspired not only to listen to more current events, but also to stand up and speak out for my beliefs. Today, I took my biggest step yet, calling my local representative in Ohio's House of Representatives to inquire about two issues that are very important to me. I'm eager to see if our government works as it was designed to. I hope to hear back from my district representative promptly. I'm eager to hear where these issues currently stand and then share my ideas. While I expect my representative to be open to my thoughts, I also expect to learn about red tape and political bottlenecks. But I will not let that prevent me from reaching out and using my voice to express what I believe. So thank you for your broadcasts, and thank you for keeping Jesus in our culture.
In God We Trust. It's printed on every dollar you donate, and it's our only hope for the future of our families and our nation. Remember, during our spring In God We Trust Share-a-thon, for a one-time gift of $150 or more, we'll send you a package of 5 decals, 5 bookmarks, and 5 buttons, all bearing the inscription, In God We Trust. And for a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you all that, plus a beautiful In God We Trust t-shirt. These gifts are our thank you, and they're a great way to remind others to trust in God, for He is our only hope. Call now with your support at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or donate securely at AFR.net. Thank you for trusting in God with American Family Radio during our Spring Share-a-thon, In God We Trust. Call 877-616-2396. Thank you. It's our national motto, In God We Trust. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. Spring Share-a-thon 2018 continues on American Family Radio.
I began listening to Sandy Rios in the morning about 5 years ago. I found this station by accident when I was looking for a new radio station to listen to. And at the time, I was a registered Democrat, although I'm a Christian. And I justified through the years voting Democrat because basically I watched politicians campaign on platforms that they never lived up to. And I was looking for a new direction and a new light, I guess, in my life. And as I began to pray and get closer to God and listening to Sandy Rio, she really educated me. And it was such a light into my path. And I thank God every day for that. And as I had grown and started to listen to other programs, I never turned the channel anymore. It's always on American Family. And I have shared this with so many people who now listen to American Family. I want to thank you so much for your outreach and what you've done for me and what you've done for others. And please never stop. We need you now more than ever. I pray for our nation, and I pray for our president, and I pray for AFR. Thank you.
Wow, Sandy Rios with you. You know, we don't hear those before the show, so that's pretty moving. I have to say thank you so much. And I told you in the last few days, I've told you when you call in and give your listener stories, what an encouragement it is to us, and you can see why. And so now let us encourage you. My guest host this morning is Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association. And before I turn him loose, our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net and make your most generous pledge. Tim, I'm curious to know what's happened at AFR Talk this year that's different. What's changed? What's been added? What would you like to highlight about it?
Well, hey, that's a good question. You know, we've got a stellar lineup of programs and knowledgeable hosts. And what we look for, you just go through the day. And we've got one after another. We try to do some variety. We got Dan Celia covers finances. You know, today's issues. We've got Janet Mefford. We've got Brian Fisher. We got Exploring the Word with Bert and Alex in the afternoon. Tony Perkins with Washington Watch. And then, Abraham Hamilton III with the Hamilton Quarter. God's brought us, I can just tell you, God's brought us all this together for us, because I didn't know Abe from Adam.
You didn't know Abraham from Adam?
Yeah, Abraham. Yeah, sorry. That's two Old Testament. But Abraham Hamilton III, I call him Abe. That's fine with him. He came to us from Will Addison, who runs Urban Family Communications, who knew Abe was in New Orleans. Abe was a Bible teacher, and he was a assistant district attorney there. That's quite a combination. But man, African American gentleman that's as rock solid as you can be, biblical worldview. Constitutional expert and attorney, and I didn't even know until he got here that he could do radio. He'd never done radio before, but now he's one of our most popular programs in the afternoon. It's just so exciting to see what the Lord has done and is doing here. You asked me, Sandy, I'm just so thrilled about what the Lord's doing, and we've got a great team of people of strong Christian character and who are working together and bring different perspectives to what's happening. Different ways of doing the same thing, which is bringing a biblical worldview analysis to the current events and the news of our day, like you do each morning. That was so – you had not heard that woman, lady, I forgot her name, excuse me, who called a few minutes ago, who said she began listening to you. You had not heard that before, right?
No.
Yeah, wasn't that great? She said,
yeah, it's beautiful.
You educated her, she said, and you were able. She changed her view of politics because of the of what you were able to teach every day.
Go Tim, ahead. I'll tell you something funny that makes me think of. Remember when I was a little girl, I came to Christ when I was 9, and it was actually a very really powerful call of God. It was just to say that the Holy Spirit was just nagging at me, and I wrestled and fought. I mean, I'm not sure you could talk about the great sin in an 8-year-old's life, but I knew I was sinful, and I did not want to yield my will. And I fought for about a year, and finally one night I just couldn't stand it. And I said, Lord, if you'll let me sleep, I'll say yes. Now that sounds silly, but that was a 9-year-old. And I fell asleep, and the next morning I jumped out of bed just honestly, filled with the Holy Spirit, singing hymns. I went to school telling my friends about Jesus. And not long after that, I began to wonder, you know, what did God want from me? And I felt this distinct impression that God was saying to me, I want you to be a teacher. You can be a teacher. And I thought, you know, I actually went to school and I majored in music, but it was music education. And I used to teach. I like to teach, but I never dreamed. Not in a million years. You know, talk radio is teaching. That's what we do every day, teaching. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of a fulfillment of, I think, what God called me to do. So, yes, is that gratifying? You bet.
Absolutely.
You bet it is.
Hey, it's our Share-a-thon. David Barton, by the way, from Wall Builders, is going to join us momentarily. And I just want to tell you, folks, it's our Share-a-thon, American Family Radio. Our theme is In God We Trust. Sandy said earlier, and I said earlier, now's your time to make a gift, a financial contribution to help us stay on the air. We are listener-supported Christian radio. As I said earlier, too, we don't get, Bill Gates doesn't donate any money here. We don't have...
Not yet.
That's where maybe he'll get converted to Christianity, and we'll do that. But we don't get any gift. You know, we don't have millions of dollars given to us by super wealthy people. like some ministries do. Not that we would turn that down, understand, but we just don't have that. We also don't have, businesses don't write checks to us. They don't do that. We don't have give money from the federal government like National Public Radio gets, for example. So we're here to serve the Christian community in America. We serve as a gathering place for people to come and be educated, informed, equipped, to live the Christian, be encouraged in one another, too, to know how the Lord's moving across our land and in the world. So that's what we do, and that's the message we communicate. So we're just asking you simply, please be as generous as you can and make a gift to AFR today, because we only have today, tomorrow, and Thursday, and then we're going to stop talking about, Share-a-thon and what our needs are. Here's the phone number. This is the phone number to call to make a gift. And you can use a credit card if you want to as well. That's fine. 877-616-2396. Call us. That rings here in our home studios in Tupelo, Mississippi. We're a national ministry, but our national headquarters are here in Tupelo. That rings here, so we'll answer it. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You want to make a gift online, simply go to AFR.net. How long do we have before our next break, John, if you could tell us here? We've got just a few minutes.
We got about seven minutes, I think, something like that. Tim, you know what? While we're tap dancing here, how about another listener story?
Sure.
Okay, let's listen.
AFR has been an incredible encouragement to me over the years. I love my God. I love my country. And the steady infusion of truth and news of what's going on in this country feeds my prayer life. AFR gives me the information and the news with shows like Today's Issues, Sandy Rios, Brian Fisher, Washington Watch. They bring the right perspective of the events that's going on in my world. I love the One News app now. I can't tell you how many times a day that I open that up and read the different news reports. AFR makes me stronger and more informed as a Christian to fight the good fight. I get involved with the action alert, signing the petitions, boycotts, and even contacting my state and local officials on important issues. I've always been taught all it takes for evil to triumph is good men do nothing. AFR and AFA is doing something. Thank you for fighting the fight and lighting the fire under me.
Very cool. Thank you so much for listening and encouraging us right back. The phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net, and that's where you can make your pledge online. Tim Weilman, mm-hmm. president of AFA, I think we have a special guest. He's a friend of mine, mm-hmm. but he's a friend of yours, and I think you should introduce him.
Yeah, David Barton, well known to our listeners. David's been in ministry a long, long time, about as long as we have here. And he's the president and founder of Wall Builders, and he joins us now for a few minutes. David's always doing something around the country to impact the culture and stand up for righteousness, and he's on with us now. David, you there?
You bet, Tim. Good to be with you, bro.
Where are you today?
Actually, I am in Texas today. I live there, but I just am never here. But it's fun to be home today.
Now, your headquarters is in Aledo, which is what, west of Fort Worth?
It is. It's west of the Fort Worth, Dallas area.
Yeah. And how long have you been in ministry now?
Oh, well, ministry goes back a ways. Wall Builders, we started in 87, but before that I was staff on various churches, doing various jobs at churches. So.
Wall Builders, I guess. David, one of the things you've been known for is trying to engage Christians in politics and government, and you've been doing that a long, long time. And you've been high up in the Republican Party of Texas for quite a while, right?
Yeah, I've held political office for a number of years in Texas and have recruited hundreds of candidates, trained thousands of candidates. So I'm very engaged, and it's the kind of thing with it. You know, I just listen to you guys and what you're doing and raising money for AFR, et cetera. To be real frank about this, there is no reason. Let me back up. What we do at Wall Builders is we try to get Christians engaged in the civic arena and the educational arena and media and all these areas where the Christians can have an influence.
And what we do at Wall Builders with all the, we have this huge collection of historical documents. By the way, Wall Builders has nothing to do with building the wall between Texas and Mexico. That's the Bible book of Nehemiah.
It should.
Yeah, that's right. We're rebuilding the things that have been torn down morally, spiritually, et cetera. But to be quite frank, the only reason Wall Builders exist is because of the, dysfunction of the church. Until about 50 years ago, the church covered the very things we're covering. They had people engaged in all of these areas. And quite frankly, what you do at AFR should not be right. necessary if the church was doing what it was doing. And so what we have right now, polling-wise, we know that only 2.8% of Christian pastors are willing to address issues like life and marriage and immigration and taxes, all the things the Bible addresses, only 2.8% are willing to do that from the pulpit. So what you guys do at AFR, the information you put out, the program you put out, the different things you have, that's what the church used to do. And so, you yeah. know, in a very real sense, when people contribute to AFR, that's what we used to do with our church tithes, quite frankly, was reach every aspect of the culture.
You know, that's good and bad. It's bad because we get calls all the time, like you're hearing from your folks with Wall Builders. We get calls all the time, Sandy and David, and people say, you know, my pastor doesn't teach on this. He never talks about this stuff. You know, we get not saying he teaches anything heretical or anything, but he never talks about the topics that's going on in our country and how we apply scriptures to them and our role. And so, yeah, I think, don't you think, David, that a lot of these pastors that we're talking about would agree with us on the issues? They agree with what the Bible says about life and sexuality and marriage and those kinds of things, but they have been conditioned by even people within the church to adopt this idea of, quote, separation of church and state, meaning they interpret it this way. I don't want to talk about politics in the church from the pulpit because that will drive people away. What do you think about that?
Yeah, let me ask you in two ways, because part of it is there in the sense that we have 384,000 churches in America. And George Barna, good friend, George and I have written books together. George calls between 500 and 600 churches every day. And what we find right now is 72% of churches do not agree with the Bible, do not believe the Bible. Now, that's 72%, but that means 28% do, and that's 100,000 churches that do. And so then George spends a lot of time with those 100,000 churches, and again, calling 500 to 600 every day. And what we find is that between 91% and 97% of pastors agree that the Bible addresses 14 different issues that are in the news today. That's economics, education, and sexuality, and marriage, and life, and immigration, and et cetera. So you got, and that's great. Between 91% and 97% of that, 28% says, that the Bible addresses this. What's shocking is in that 28% of pastors who believe the Bible, 90% of those pastors say, even though I agree the Bible addresses those 14 issues, I'm not going to because those are political issues and I don't talk about politics. And wait a minute, you just told us it was in the Bible and you're calling the Bible, you're not going to address it? And it's that mindset, Tim, you just said, that separation church and state, that, well, that's politics. No, the Bible gave this thousands of years before America ever existed. It wasn't political. It's biblical.
Right.
And so that's what we have is the church is not addressing things that are biblical because it's letting the government steal them and say, oh, no, that's political. You can't talk about that.
Yeah.
Wrong. You can talk about that.
Hey, you got 5 more minutes with us? Can you hang around?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay, what we're going to do right now, what do we got? Coming up on a break, John? Let's go to break, and then what we can do is come back because I want to ask David a follow-up question to that. We're joined by David Barton. Sandy is with me. Sandy Rios in the Morning. It's her program. I'm guest hosting with Sandy today. It's Share-a-thon. Sandy and I co-host during Share-a-thon. So today's
Yes, we do. You know, let me jump in and give the phone number. It's 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net and make your most generous pledge, something that you can afford and you'll feel good about giving, and it will help us too. David Barton is our special guest. We'll be back with him in just a second. Sandy Rios in the Morning on AFR Talk.
In 1973, the Supreme Court said it was okay to kill unborn babies.
Since then, we've killed more than the entire population of Canada. And it continues. A woman's choice, half of those who've died in the mother's wombs have been women. They didn't have a choice. It's called abortion. Me? I go to church, the minister preaches, and I go home. That's what Christians do now. First it was in dingy, dirty theaters, then convenience stores, then grocery stores, then on television. Now it's in the homes of millions via the internet. It's called pornography. Me? I go to church, the minister preaches, and I go home. That's what Christians do now. They call it no fault. Why should we blame anyone when something so tragic happens? Haven't they already suffered enough? Half the marriages in America end this way. The children suffered. The family broke down. It's called divorce. Me? I go to church, the minister preaches, and I go home. That's what Christians do now. One time it was a perversion. We kept it secret. We secured help and hope for those who practice it. Now it's praised. We have parades celebrating it, and elected officials give it their blessing. Now it's endowed with special privileges and protected by special laws. Even some Christian leaders and denominations praise it. It's called homosexuality. Me? I go to church, the minister preaches, and I go home. That's what Christians do now. It used to be an embarrassment, a shame. Now a third of all births to mothers are to mothers who aren't married. Two-thirds of all African-American children are born into a home without a father. The state usually pays the tab. That's why we pay our taxes, so that government can take the place of parents. After all, government bureaucrats know much better how to raise children than parents do. It's called illegitimacy. Me? I go to church, a preacher, the minister preaches, and I go home. That's what Christians do now. At one time it was wrong, but then the state decided to legalize it, promote it, and tax it. It has ripped apart families and destroyed lives. But just look at all the money the state's raised. No longer do we have to teach our children to study and work hard. Now we teach them they can get something for nothing. We spend millions encouraging people to join the fun and the excitement. Just look at the big sums that people are winning. They'll never have to work again. It's called gambling. Me? I go to church, the minister preaches, and I go home. That's what Christians do now. Not long ago, Christians were the good guys. But now any positive image of Christians in movies or on television is gone. We're now depicted as the bad guys, greedy, narrow-minded hypocrites. The teacher can't have a Bible on her desk, but can have Playboy. We don't have Christmas, Easter holidays, just winter and spring breaks. We can't pray in school, but we can use foul language. It's called being tolerant. Me? I go to church. The minister preaches. I go home. That's what Christians do now. Yes, all of these things came to pass within 30 years. Where were the Christians? Why, they were in church. All these things are for somebody else to deal with. Times have changed. Involvement has been replaced with apathy. But don't blame me. I didn't do anything. I go to church. The minister preaches. I go home. That's what Christians do now.
I'm Madeline from Arkansas. And I found your station the day after my husband was deployed to Afghanistan. I love the programs that are about parenting and parenting your children to grow up to be strong Christians and live by the Word of God. It especially helps me during the month where I'm parenting by myself and don't have my husband to helped me align our faith in our new baby boy. And I really appreciate everything that you guys do. I'm so thankful that I found your station. I almost never turn it off. And I definitely never change from your station. Thank you so much for all that you do. We really appreciate it.
M.D. Perkins, director of The God Who Speaks.
I really just wanted to put something in people's hands to give them the tools they need to be able to talk about the Bible with intelligence, with confidence. My job is very multifaceted with American Family Studios. I really get to see there's a diversity within American Family Association, and yet there's a singularity of focus and purpose. And I just love being a part of a ministry that is helping Christians to stand for truth wherever they find themselves.
Hello, my name is Joseph. I am from Missouri. I wanted to share with you all that during my incarceration, I was in Illinois, and there was no Christian programming whatsoever that compared to what American Family offered on the radio. I knew that I could get up every Saturday morning and hear Christian Worldview and Frank Turk with Cross Examined and Jay Sekulow and Focal Point and Janet Mefford Live. Granted, we had some programming in the prison that provided fellowship for the Christians, but there was nothing to compare to what we could get over the radio. And for a prison environment, the radio is a media that most people overlook. Now I've been released and I'm in an area that has no Christian radio whatsoever. There are a lot of churches, a lot of outreach, but nothing that compares to what American Family offers. Your ministry is one that is very gracious and very encouraging. And I just wanted to thank you for that. Thank you.
It's how we live. In God we trust. Call now at 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. Spring Share-a-thon 2018 continues on American Family Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Sandy Rios in the Morning on American Family Radio. I'm Jim Stanley, and had a little trouble with Tim and Sandy being able to connect this time, and so I decided to jump in. And so what we'd like you to do this morning, you've heard them talk about Share-a-thon, you've heard them talk about the need for the money and the fact that this is our Spring in God We Trust Share-a-thon. And that's not a statement that's just glib to us. That is the national motto of our country, but it's also something that is very real to AFA and AFR, and that it's our trust in God that is one of the reasons we do these Share-a-thons, because this is an opportunity for you to join with us. We do ask you to pray about your gift. We don't want to take anything from the local church. We want you to support your local church first, the one that you're going to. We believe in tithing, and tithing goes to the church. And then if you have some extra that you'd like to make, we'd be more than happy to do that for you. And so, pardon me. And so what we've got is the opportunity for you to call today with a gift at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And it's important that you know that we are trustworthy as well with your gifts. I think Brother Don and Tim have proved that over the years, that they are good stewards. They hold us to good stewards. But another thing that's good for you to know is that we are a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. And that's ECFA. You may hear us talk about that from time to time. And so it really does mean that. It helps Christian ministries earn the public's trust by making sure we're responsible stewards of the money that you and God have trusted us with. We go through audits, on-site reviews, and other procedures to make sure that AFR remains trusted and accountable. And I want you to know that every year that we've been with ECFA, we've had their highest rating. And I believe this last time we got 4 out of 5 stars on Charity Navigator. And I may be wrong on that. It may have been 5 out of 5. But either way, we are a ministry that is responsible with the gifts you give. Nobody here on staff is driving Cadillacs, to my knowledge. And I can assure you that Tim lives in a modest home, drives a modest vehicle. His wife does the same. So what I'm saying is nobody in this ministry is getting rich because of the gifts that you give us. We're not like some other ministries out there that you've heard about in the news that sometimes, and I'm not, let me be clear, I'm not faulting any ministry. How they choose to spend their money is between them and their board. But sometimes, here's a great example. Tim does a trip to Washington twice a year, and he drives to D.C. most of the time. Now, every now and then he'll fly, but when he's flying on a public airline. There's not an AFR jet out here, or AFA jet, over at the Tupelo Airport waiting to whisk him away. If he flies out of Tupelo, it's on a public commuter plane. And then most of the time, though, he'll drive to Memphis or Columbus, Mississippi, or Birmingham, Alabama, depending upon who has the best fare. So that's how accountable Tim is with the money. And that's how accountable he holds us with the money. So hands down, your gift is being used responsibly. And I think that's, as we talk about this in God We Trust Share-a-thon, that's something that's important for you to know. 877-616-2396. My friend Dan Celia will be here in just a little bit, and he'll break down more of the financial issues and more financial reasons why you should give to AFA and AFR and how we are trustworthy in that. And if you give now for a one-time gift of $150 or more, or a monthly gift of $30 or more, then what you'll do is you'll get the In God We Trust package. There's no other way to say it. It's an In God We Trust package. The one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll receive some buttons that say In God We Trust, some bookmarks that say In God We Trust, and then an actual window decal for the In God We Trust. And then if you choose to become a monthly giver of $30 or more, then you'll get all of that I just mentioned, and an AFR t-shirt. And if I were on camera now, you would be able to see a billboard-sized shirt of In God We Trust. And and I paid for my t-shirt, and usually I charge for billboard space. So again, another way to show that we're accountable for the money that you send us. We don't just spend it on ourselves. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. We have folks from Arkansas, Tennessee, Texas is represented. And I'm not talking about callers now. I'm talking about phone volunteers. These folks have driven in at their own expense to answer phones. We do have some employees out there that need a phone call right now at 877-616-2396. I'm in the studio and I can turn around and I can see the volunteers and staff members waiting to take your phone call. And the way you do that is to call them at 877-616-2396. We need your help today, yes, but we need your phone call to show us that help as well. So if you'd prayerfully give us a gift at 877-616-2396, and some of you have called, and I'm grateful for that, but I see some folks out there, and, you know, I don't want to call them slackers because they're here to take the phone call, so... But they look like they may be having too much fun. So let's put them to work, shall we? 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And I may not be able to show you what AFR and AFA have done for people. I know what they've done for my family. But here's what they've done for a listener just like you.
I just wanted to call and share with you the blessing that you have been in my life. I'm a new Christian. I was baptized in 2012. My Sunday school teacher says I'm a babe in Christ still. But listening to your program every day, I drive for a living, so I got the radio on all day long. And it has helped me to understand the word more. It has helped me to understand politically, to put a spiritual outlook on all the political things, because they're political is so hard to understand. But everything that you do, every program that you have, has impacted my life immensely. And I just want to thank you so much for helping me to be the best Christian that I can be. and to reaching out, helping me to reach out to other people to let them know what Christ can do.
877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 is the number to call with your gift, and we would be very grateful to receive that. This morning here during the In God We Trust Share-a-thon. We're coming up on about 5 minutes before the hour, and then at the top of the hour, you'll hear news from American Family Association News Crew. You can see the news stories, if you wish, at onenewsnow.com. That's onenewsnow.com. I mention them because those are two other facets of the ministry that we have here at AFA. And if you want to know what your AFA is doing, then you can visit afa.net, and there you can find the litany of other ministries that we have. And so go ahead and give us a call to help support us and the news. Maybe the newscast is why you tune in each hour. Maybe you come in to listen to that. Well, this is a great way to say thank you to the news team by calling with a gift at 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Go ahead and give us a call now, and we would be very grateful for that gift. Adam, I want you to do one other listener story for me, and I'm going to give you a number on that, because as we talk about the In God We Trust, it's number 51. I believe that's the hotkey. And you got it?
Madeline.
All right.
I'm Madeline from Arkansas. And I found your station the day after my husband was deployed to Afghanistan. I love the programs that are about parenting and parenting your children to grow up to be strong Christians and live by the Word of God. It especially helps me during the month where I'm parenting by myself and don't have my husband to help me align our faith in our new baby boys. And I really appreciate everything that you guys do. I'm so thankful that I found your station. I almost never turn it off, and I definitely never change from your station. Thank you so much for all that you do. We really appreciate it.
And that's, you heard her story, and the military is important to us. We support our military. In fact, a while back, we broke the story along with Todd Starnes. He helped us with that about some of the shenanigans that the military was trying to pull. And so we understand that we have men and women, sons and daughters, moms and dads, who are serving in the armed forces. And there's a lot of things that they're having to deal with that they don't have a choice in because they have already signed up. And so we support them. You know, we have the Syrian conflict now that looks like it may grow, and we wouldn't want that to happen. But there's already been talk about ground troops there increasing the size. More troops to Afghanistan, more troops to Iraq and Iran in that area. And so we want to be careful of that. We want to be very careful to remember our men and women and hold them up in prayer. And that's one of the things that we do here at AFA and AFR. We pray for them often. We have men and women on our staff who serve in the military and in the reserves. In fact, I think of Jeff Wagner, works in our engineering department. He is also in the Army, and he serves as a chaplain. And I don't remember his rank, because I don't want to mess it up, but we appreciate Jeff's service. And so he is now on active duty and has been deployed. And so we remember those folks in prayer. We have sons and daughters here of staff members, and we remember those folks in prayer too. Go ahead and give us a call, if you would, at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. 616-2396 is the number to call. We'll be grateful for your phone call, and we'll be grateful for your gift as Share-a-thon continues here on American Family Radio.